Thanks for joining us at The Zealous Disposition, where positive positions on life are shared through dialogue, stories, and other experiences. And now your host, Mr. Zach D.
Hello, hello, hello. How are y'all doing today? This should be the second episode, or should I say episode 0.5. I like to title this Analyze and Investigate. I say this because there will be times when Bible verses will be referenced and used to illustrate my point. Please understand, this is my belief. I'm not asking you to believe these things. This is my belief. Now, does that mean you have to believe the same as I do? Does this mean you have to get baptized and follow the word of God? That would be nice, but you have the free will to do as you please. Now, people heard many passages and parables and applied them to different aspects of their lives. But are they followers of where those passages and parables came from? Let me give you some examples. One example is in a Star Wars movie, The Empire Strikes Back. The character Yoda, a Jedi master, is training Luke Skywalker in the way of the Jedi. Luke's spaceship crashed into a swamp, and Yoda is telling Luke that he can raise his spaceship from out of the swamp by using the Force. Luke is hesitant and says, "All right, I'll give it a try." Then Yoda gives one of his famous sayings. He says, "No, try not. Do or do not. There's no try." Now that's something to get many people thinking. I mean, like, do or do not. There's no try. But are people trying to be Jedis? Are people trying to follow the way of the Jedi? It's a good quote to follow. You can add it to your toolbox. And now let's look at another example. Carpe diem. Many have heard of this saying, and this is only part of the full saying. And I will keep it short with carpe diem because I don't want to butcher the full saying in Latin and all that good stuff. And we'll give the meaning here soon, but just know that there's also discussion about the true translation, but we'll stick to the translation or what many know it to mean. The short meaning is seize the day, right? Carpe diem, seize the day. But when you expand all of the term, the expanded meaning is seize the day. Put very little trust in tomorrow. Now you also have a saying from Buddha. And the saying goes, "Do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment." Now, I also give an example of a Bible verse. Now, this verse comes from Book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 34. And this is from the NIV version. And it says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Now, breaking down those last three examples, do they not have similar meanings? But yet people choose to take heed to whichever one, and they choose to live their life as they please. So, as I read Bible verses, what I read should be taken as advice. And then I ask that we take the first step. We analyze what is said to see if there's value and investigate further. That's what we do first. And then from there, we can continue on. And if you have any questions, any concerns, any comments or anything like that, feel free to send an email to zealousdisposition@gmail.com. And I thank you once again. As always, I will continue to thank you throughout my episodes. Thank you for listening to The Zealous Disposition. And remember, as iron sharpens iron, so one man another. Sharpen yourself and sharpen those around you.